Hello and welcome to episode 50, yes, you heard that right, episode 50 of the Coaches and Leaders Assemble podcast with me, your host, Laura Royal from DNA Coach. I can't believe this is episode 50 and I'm so pleased, I'm so proud that I've made it to 50 whole episodes. Now, there comes a little bit of a twist in the tale, shall we say, and it's tied quite nicely and neatly to today's episode topic. And it's all about taking action today. Today's episode is about how we activist, which is what I refer to as a wordination between the word action and manifest. And I'll tell you more about that in a moment. But the reason it's tied quite nicely to the 50th episode is that really, this should be episode 150. I set out back in 2022 when the podcast was released, we've been running for 3 years now, to do an episode every single week. Well, sometimes life and work's got in the way and it hasn't quite panned out that way. But nonetheless, I am celebrating today episode 50. And today, episode 50 is all about taking action. Today is all about how we activist, how we move from stuck to action with purposeful intent. And we're going to look at some self-coaching questions that you can use to help you get into that manifestation of action, what I like to call our wordination of activist. So get yourselves ready, grab a notepad and pen if that's your jam, and let's dive right into episode 50. Okay, I talk about what I'm referring to as a wordination all the time. So I've always mixed up words, sometimes unintentionally and sometimes with intent. So let me give you the unintentional one. And sometimes it's not necessarily words, actually. The example I'm going to share with you is a mix up of letters. So when I was younger, when I was in primary school, actually, I think I was in primary 5 or primary 6, my teacher got in touch with my mum to say that there were some words that I would get the wrong way around. So as a prime example, the word cardigan, I would often pronounce the D and the G around the wrong way and the word would become cargidden. And I don't think anyone noticed it, having a Scottish accent and maybe being a little bit fast-paced, but my teacher noticed it and highlighted it to my mum. And sometimes you might even have things like that in life where you say a word and you get some of your letters jumbled up and no one notices. Or you say, what is it called, a Freudian slip, and the words come out a little bit disjointed. I'm sure there's another name for these. But I quite like it when these things happen because it's just real life, isn't it? It's one of the reasons as well, I don't script this podcast, I just run with it. And I think when we script things, it can sound a little bit more, well, scripted, let's be honest. And I like to make sure that we are real. So, you know, I talk about real stuff and sometimes what goes on in my mind sort of flows out from the verbal vocabulary that comes out of my mouth. And one thing that I've noticed from a very young age, there's that squeaky chair again, I need to treat myself to a new chair. One thing I've treated myself, One thing I've always noticed for many years is my dad and I, Big Stevie as he's affectionately known, we'll sometimes make up words and we've done it for years. And one of the earliest ones I remember is my dad always saying that we would take a little opportunity on something. And that was a blend of the word opportunity and chance. And he would refer to it as an opportunity. And I love that. I've used examples like that throughout my adult life. So I'll often talk about me procrastifaffing. And that's a blend of the word procrastinate and faffing. So procrastifaffing. So I've probably procrastifaffed on the creation of 150 episodes of this podcast, considering it's been running now for 3 years. The 3-year anniversary was at the end of May. So we started off in 2022 and we're now at 50 episodes. Still, I am very proud. But it brings me to today's episode title, and it's about how we activist. And that's what I refer to as a wordination. So opportunity, procrastifaff, or wordinations, that's what I refer to them as. So we are creating word combinations. That's where that word comes from. So we're creating a wordination. And today is all about activisting. And the reason that we're using this today is, of course, one of the key principles around coaching is that it allows you to make change and move forward. And how do we move forward? Well, we take intentional action. And of course, we can create ideals in our minds, our ambition. We might visualize, we might plan. Sometimes we've got, you know, big, small, and anywhere in between things that we'd like to have, be, do, achieve, you know, change, tweak, enhance, adapt, all the words that you can think of. And we might manifest some of that as well. And what we're talking about today is the blend. So we're blending the action that we're taking and manifesting, and we're going to activate. So it just allows us to make that meaningful action, if we think of it that way, just so that we're in that really neat space where we are taking that real time to create real impact, I suppose. And it's when we are in that space that we can be taking constant action. Of course, that would be the art of taking action in itself. But how many times have you went, you know, full pelt and taken an action, whatever that action might be, but that action has been without any alignment or any intention? Sometimes it might work out okay, but sometimes it might not. And how many times have you maybe manifested in your mind something that you would like to have or be or do? Maybe it's more visualization perhaps than manifesting. But again, how do we bring this together? Because too often we talk about things like manifesting like it's all mindset or woo-woo. And quite often we aren't taking action with that. We're just thinking, well, I'll speak to the universe and it'll land on my doorstep. But of course, that's not the case. Manifest is mindset, it is visualization, it is intention. But without the action that we take to bring that manifestation to life, and some things will, you know, naturally occur, but they'll naturally occur because we're maybe opening up ourselves more to it, or we're taking some intentional action. Because if we don't, then it's just a wish, isn't it? Now, I'm sure there's lots of people who have much deeper insight into the art of manifestation than I certainly do. And I don't mean cast aspersions on what manifesting might be to anyone. I think certainly a lot of the things that have happened in my life have often been born out of something that I have conjured up in my mind many years ago and thought, one day I'll have that. And maybe there's an element of manifesting in there, but that one day that I'll have that has came on the back of action. So it's taking that constant action, but with alignment or intention. Because if we're just, you know, going through the motions, taking action left, right and centre, it might be filled with more noise than intent, and therefore we could be leading towards burnout. So activating is about combining the two. It's taking that intentional, purposeful action, if you think of it that way, that brings together your goals, your values and your vision, and it brings all of that together in one place and it brings it to life. So today is all about how we activate, how we take that meaningful action. So if you're feeling stuck on something, maybe there's something that you're struggling to make a start on or get your head around, or maybe you're procrastifaffing on something, there's all the word donations coming out today, and you're thinking, well, how do I get into a space of action with intent that is aligned with my values and has purpose? So this episode, I'm going to share with you how that can sometimes come to fruition by taking those activating steps. So we're going to move away from anything that could be construed as overthinking to more aligned momentum, if we think of it that way, and especially useful if you're in a space of feeling a little bit stuck. Maybe there's something that you are hitting a brick wall on, or something that you've just not commenced yet. Again, I always use that word yet. And today we're going to bring that together with some nice, helpful coaching questions that you can use from a self-coaching perspective, or you can use with your clients, your coaches, your colleagues, anyone else that you're working alongside. So let me share with you a little bit of background first on why we might become a little bit stuck. Okay, let's be honest. Stuck, the state of being stuck, is probably something we've all felt at one time or another in our lives. And that could show up in a number of different ways. Maybe it's stuck on a decision maybe you get into that decision fatigue, or maybe it's stuck because of a fear element, maybe a fear of getting it wrong, perhaps, or simply we become just stuck in a state of overwhelm, perhaps. Maybe we're trying to do too much. Sometimes we might be stuck because we just don't know where to begin. So I often think about the metaphors that spring to mind, sometimes song lyrics. So, you know, we've got stuck in a rut, stuck in the middle, stuck in the mud. You know, all of these elements conjure up a vision or, you know, a practice in our minds where we're not moving, we're in a static state. And sometimes that static state can be useful in certain time frames to take a pause and consider our intentional action. But what we don't want to become is super stuck, where we're not able to move. We're not able to move forward, of course. And if we think back to that definition that I talk about all the time, it's very much about how we make change and move forward in life. And that's what coaching's all about. But also, this is what life's all about. It's about moving forward. And the thing that we need to consider is we don't always have to wait to feel ready, perfect, particularly engaged or motivated. Sometimes we just need to ask ourselves the right question that sort of shifts that mindset or shifts that energy from circling around in our own minds, maybe getting that stuck state, that feeling of overwhelm, to stepping, actually taking a step. You'll have heard me in previous episodes if you've listened to the previous 49, because we're on episode number 50. Did you know that? Did you know that? So when we are in that space, I, or any of the previous episodes, I've often spoke about being in that space of feeling stuck. And that space of feeling stuck can sometimes become a point where I will become overwhelmed. And my particular pattern is, especially when I take on too much, so I said a moment ago, we might become stuck because we're trying to do too much. I've got a pattern that if I say yes to far too many things, and I don't say yes to anything I don't wish to do, but sometimes I say yes to far too many things at one time, and that becomes overwhelming. And that overwhelm becomes frustration, and that frustration then becomes procrastination or procrastifaffing, and then I become exhausted and I need a little nap in order to re-energize myself. But that could be huge wasted time. And sometimes those spaces, those states have lasted for particular amounts of time. And it's sometimes helped me change direction or track that I'm taking. Sometimes it's probably prevented me moving forward in a way or a pace that I would like to if I, you know, was really thinking about what my ideal ambition or my wish would be. So I'm going to share with you a number of activist-led, if you like, coaching questions. You know, I'm a fan of coaching questions. I like to use this for myself as a great diagnostic, a great way to make some decisions, gain some clarity, make decisions, of course, that are in alignment with you, your purpose, and your values. It's all about clarity. And ultimately, you can use this for yourself, your clients, your team, your coaches, whoever it is that you're working with, to get moving again, to get out of that stuck state, and we do so with clarity and purpose. So let me share some questions with you. I'll share with you where I can, if it springs to mind in the moment, you know, why the question can work quite well, and if there's any tips I have around that also. But even just the art of asking some of the questions can be those little trigger points, those light bulb moments that helps us move from that stuck state. And sometimes the stuck state isn't a physical paralysis. It might be stuck in our own minds, stuck with a decision, stuck on what to do for the best. How do we then separate those noisy parts that are going on in our minds in those moments to take that purposeful, intentional action? So we're not just manifesting what we'd like to do, we're taking action. So we're activisting. So let me share with you the lovely coaching questions. Okay, I have some questions noted down that I'm going to share with you, and some of them are very straightforward questions, but some of them are a little bit stretch. So think about the right question for you in that moment of time. So some questions to start us off in terms of that blend of action and manifest, the purposeful questions that we're going to use to shift ourselves from being in that stuck state to gaining momentum or gaining traction so that we are in a space or a state of activisting. We're going to first of all think about, well, how do we gain clarity? How do we initiate those early steps, those movements, progress, those steps forward? So a nice straightforward one that I ask myself, especially when I'm feeling overwhelmed, what's one small step? one small step that you can take today. Now, you can replace the time frame. You could say this week, tomorrow. But I like that. What's one small step? One small step that you can take today. And why this is useful is it helps us just to focus on solely the next move, the next step. Now, if we think about steps, you don't need to see the whole staircase, as it were, just the step that you're putting your first foot onto. So what's one small step that you can take today? On the back of that, you might think to yourself, okay, well, what is one thing that I could start that would build momentum? So how can we spark some progress by thinking about, well, what is our intention? And if this is the intention that we have, how do we turn that into something that we can initiate in terms of action? Because that can then start creating a little bit of, I suppose, evidence for us to say, oh, actually, I'm getting a wee bit of traction on this. And when we have something that we can evidence, we can see it's tangible, we can hang our hats on it, it starts to build more self-belief. I like a quick time frame as well. So even though the one small step you can take today, well, you're probably thinking, well, that's quick enough. What about one that you could think of in the next 10 minutes? So what's something quick that you can do? Something quick that you could do in 10 minutes or less to move forward. So this helps me certainly cut through the bullshit I say to myself of, I don't have time. I mean, I don't know anyone that doesn't say I don't have time. It probably comes out of my mouth at least a few times a week, if not sometimes every single day. I don't have time for that. But sometimes the language that we use creates that block in our own minds. So how do we engage in micro momentum? So we might, in a coaching space, talk about micro muscle movements on a person's facial expression, for example. But I quite like this around our micro momentum, our micro moves that we take, because if we want to gain momentum or traction, well, we gain that by incremental steps. You know, we think about that Dave Brailsford marginal gains. Well, momentum loves those micro moves. So what's something quick that you could do in 10 minutes or less to move whatever the thing is you've got on your plate right now forward? Now, here's a wee stretch question for you. What would taking a bold action look like right now? Now, this might encourage us to stretch, not recklessly, but we're stretching in a bold way. Now, bold doesn't have to be something outrageous, okay? Bold can be asking someone else for help. It can be hit and send on the proposal you're going to send to a client. It could be, I'm going to, be bold and, ask that question, whatever that might be. So what would taking a bold action look like for you right now? And what is your next bold move? Think about that intentional movement, not just things that are getting us busy, but the forward motion that we want to have. And bold, again, doesn't have to mean big and massive. Bold can be something, again, small and incremental, but it just needs to be true to you and who you are and what your values are. Okay, some of the next questions are around, how do we get to that space of completion? Now, I, again, like small incremental things. If I think about what is it I've got to get completed by the end of the month, then I'll become overwhelmed. My strategy then is I'll be getting frustrated. And then when I get frustrated, I'll get into a space of procrastination and then I need a little nap. So how do we get to a point of completion? Maybe sometimes closure on some things. So a nice straightforward question we can ask ourselves is, well, what is one thing that I can finish today? And notice the tone on that. What's one thing that you can finish today? Because there will be something. And this helps us get into that mindset of, yes, taking intentional action, but it also gives us a sense of completion, that ticking something off, perhaps, that movement forward we spoke about. Maybe a wee bit of closure on something. You've finished something, it's complete, we feel great, we're confident. We've now got space and we've got time when we never had it before to do the next thing. Even an unfinished conversation could factor in there. So if you've not had a conversation, where can you pick some of that up perhaps? I also like a little added extra question in there. So if it's not one thing you can finish today, well, what would progress look like by the end of the day? And this insets us into action today. not tomorrow or, you know, another time in the future that we've not quite quantified. We're anchoring into that today state. So what could be a daily success, perhaps? You might even define right now what would be a success for you tomorrow, but we're still thinking about today. So we're going to think about what are we doing today that we could finish, or what might progress look like? And then what could the success look like for the next day? So we're always thinking about that. And it's all about motivation and future focus. So if you are going to take some action today, what would your future self thank you for? I use this example all the time. It's a life example. Has anyone ever thought to themselves on a journey home when you know that your petrol tank is almost at zero and you think, oh, the queue is a little bit bigger than I've got the patience to wait on, even though it's not massive and it'll not take long, or I'll just rush and get home because it's raining and I'll just go and get petrol in the morning. Always the worst idea. Future Laura always thanks herself for previous day Laura for just getting the petrol there and then as soon as I notice. So what would your future self thank you for doing today? And again, this creates maybe an emotional connection to action, and it gives you that aligned action so that whatever we're doing today actually helps us and aids us for tomorrow. And again, there could be something that's a small action that you'll take today, but a small action that you'll take today that could have a big impact later. So what is that small action that you'll take today that will have that bigger impact later? So this can help us take those what might be, you know, felt as a, you know, a seemingly minor step forward, but actually it brings about something a lot bigger. And again, these small intentional actions give us the kind of ripple effect forward of how we get to that progress point, that stage of actually this is moving forward. This is what I'm here for. I'm here for all of that. Now, within that, sometimes we get to a point, like I mentioned earlier on, of overwhelm, frustration, procrastination, maybe a little bit of resistance into the mix. So I like a couple of extra stretch questions in there as well. So how can we overcome some of that, maybe in our own minds or any resistance that we might have? So a great straightforward question that I often ask myself is, what's stopping me doing this? What is it specifically? And this helps you identify, is there anything that's blocking me from an external perspective? Or is there something about, you know, me internally? Is there something that I have as my internal monologue, for example, or that lack of self-belief, perhaps? So what is stopping you thinking about that? And if you are maybe considering a first step, but in your mind sometimes plays tricks on you, doesn't it? And it starts kind of putting you into a point of self-doubt. And you might think, do you know what? The small action that I'm going to take today that will have the big impact later, oh, can't do that. No, we'll not do that. That feels too big, too bold, even though it's only a small action. So ask yourself, well, if that's the first step that I could and should be taking, what is it about that that I'm resisting? What is it about that I'm resisting most and why? Because this helps us dive deeper into what is that resistance. That helps us get into that honest space about, well, what is truly holding us back here, or someone else if you're working with them. And when we tap into that resistance, that helps us, you know, I suppose, uncover where there's a growth opportunity perhaps. And also, we sometimes get into a space of making some, you know, I was going to say a swear word there, some BS up in our own minds. So what are you making assumptions on that might not be true, that's putting you in a stuck state and it's not allowing you to move forward? So is there any limiting beliefs perhaps that are showing up there? I'm not good enough. I'll get found out. If those are things that are springing to your mind right now, then I want you to go back to episode 49 and listen to the wonderful Charlotte Angus talk about imposter phenomenon. So question the stories, the statements that we sometimes hear in our own minds quite often, that we're making those assumptions on, and see if we can challenge them to find actually they're not true after all. And it helps us just get that clarity and overcome that resistance and allows us to gain that motivation and that future focus. So, my challenge to you, I want you to try out this activesting thing, right? Because it can be one of those moments when we're in those spaces of thinking, oh, wouldn't it be nice if we could just do blah, blah, whatever the blah, blah is. Well, let's dive into the blah, blah and let's define it. Let's work through some of these questions that I've shared and think about, well, how can I apply this to my own life, my business, my organization, my team, my workplace, however you want to describe it, how can I apply it to something? And then think about what could be one perhaps aligned action, aligned with your values. I often talk about that. I don't want you to just be taking action that isn't aligned with who you are and who you want to be and how you want to show up in the world or your legacy or all those lovely things. Take one aligned action, no matter how small. That might be the thing that you just do in the 10 minutes, right? One aligned action. That's it. That's activesting. We're taking action with intention. We are not just sitting thinking, wouldn't it be great if. We're actually taking action. We're taking those visualizations, those manifestations, and we're applying action to it. So we're activesting all over everything that we possibly can. So I'd love to hear from you if this works for you. Tell me maybe what the steps are that you have taken forward, the things that you've tried in order to get yourself out of that stuck state. And just think about the word donations that I've shared today as well. Where might you take some opportunities? How can you stop procrastifaffing? And of course, my lovely word donation of how can we then build that into some activist or activesting rather. So I'm going to share with you in future episodes more of my lovely word donations. I've got tons of them. I use them all the time. But ultimately, what I'd like you to do today is listen to this episode again. Note down some of the questions that you feel aligned with you or your coachee. Maybe you're working with a colleague or a team member, whoever it is that you have as your client, and help them and yourself explore how we can think about that lasting change, not just the quick wins. Maybe keep asking the bold questions, but certainly I would say take that aligned action and keep activesting our way forward. I do hope you've enjoyed episode 50. I can't believe we've made it to 50 episodes. Maybe by the end of next year, we'll have got to 150. Who knows? Maybe I need to think about some activestations that I might need to take in order to get that moving forward. But we're at 50 episodes nonetheless, and we're not quite slowing down as yet. So head on over to dnacoach.co.uk/everything. That will tell you everything that we do at DNA Coach. We're always updating it. And if there's anything that you would like to hear on the podcast, please do let me know. Thank you so much once again for listening. This is Laura Royal on the Coaches and Leaders Assemble podcast. Take care, everyone, and bye for now.